You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Tell us about it, Ben.
So peaceful protests are continuing in the Waikato over Go Bus locking out unionised drivers. And this lockout was brought upon employees when they attempted to take partial industrial action by not collecting fares. Go Bus Chief Operating Officer Nigel Piper said yesterday the lockout would continue indefinitely. It's really less than ideal for these workers. When I phoned Jared Abbott from First Union, you could hear, as I was saying before, you could hear this tension in the air. People kind of yelling, like just really intense stuff. I started off asking him what these disputes have been like for these people.
Go Bus has been in this dispute with its workers for a long time. How taxing has that been on employees?
It's been incredibly hard. I mean, look, at the end of the day, the bus drivers are doing their best to try and get a reasonable deal with the company in a reasonable way. And this has been going on since March 2017. The company haven't moved their position for well over 6 months now. It's been incredibly tolling, I guess, having to battle it out, I guess, in terms of the media and stuff over what's really been going on. I mean, this escalation to a lockout is certainly quite a big jump from where we were at.
Was a lockout like this on the cards, or was everyone blindsided by that?
No, we didn't expect it. I mean, especially, you know, we've had a number of small rolling strikes there, you know, 4 hours at a time and stuff like that to try and get the message across. And every time the company come out and say how disruptive it is on the public, and all they're trying to do is ensure that the bus routes are covered. So we decided to change our tact and do partial strikes that wouldn't affect the bus service. And as soon as we did that, the company have gone and locked them out. And now over half the bus services in Hamilton aren't running. Public are very frustrated, and it just kind of shows that the company, you know, never really cared about the public in the first place. It was really just about winning an industrial dispute for them.
It's the lead up to Christmas. What does it mean for employees to be basically unable to work at that point?
Well, these people are struggling as it is. You've got drivers on $17.35 an hour away from home for 12 hours a day, at work for over 12 hours and only getting paid for 8 hours because of the large unpaid book-off times in the middle of the shift. So, you know, people are already struggling. Obviously, it's very hard to arrange daycare around that kind of stuff when you have to work during peak hours in the morning and peak hours in the afternoon but don't get paid in the middle of the day. It's you know, you're literally talking about a group of drivers that were already on the bones of their backsides, and then to add to that absolutely no income just weeks out before Christmas. Of course, it's very stressful for them, and it's a real concern.
Are the hours an issue as well? You know, a lot of people are working these long hours, or is it just about the living wage? Is that all the employees are asking for at this point in time?
Well, I think there's like a lot of issues in terms of going on for the bus drivers. I mean, one is they don't get breaks for 5.5 hours when they are on a run. Often they're forced to go over these safe or regulated log times too. And we know from OIA requests that Go Bus are frequently breaching the laws around driver logbook hours and forcing drivers to work beyond that 5.5 hours without a break. On top of that, there's issues like assaults from passengers. I mean, we've got people on the picket line today that have been assaulted, people who aren't on the picket line because they've had to leave the industry after the effect of serious assaults from the public. There's a lot of issues around the maintenance of the buses and safety there. They all accumulate, but the reality is we know we can't solve every issue in one go. And I think the fact that, you know, these drivers often risk their lives for this job, they just want to at least make a living for doing that. So in this particular case, they're really focusing on just, let's just get to a living wage this time and then deal with the next issues next time.
The Go Bus Chief Operating Officer Nigel Piper's justification for locking out union members who drive urban services is that other non-union drivers could face abuse by passengers trying to score a free fare right. Do you buy that?
Oh, not at all. They didn't care about their drivers at all. In fact, since this lockout has started, one, the public are extremely frustrated because the buses just aren't running, so people aren't getting them. So if they're worried about backlash from passengers, then they've just intensified it tenfold. But secondly, they've hired a bunch of thugs and security guards and put them all over their bus depots, but not a single one on the buses. And in fact, you know, when we've been protesting at the depots, the managers are yelling out to the non-union drivers to run over the passengers, to run over the protesters, you know, we've had a number of issues where the management have come out and assaulted some of the protesters. So for them to say that they're worried about the non-union bus driver's safety is just rubbish. If they cared about their safety, they would have put the security on the buses with them rather than on the gates protecting the management while sending the non-union bus drivers out into the public to face the cold face of it.
Yeah, so you're basically saying that GoBus has the means to put safety protocols in place during this industrial action period.
Well, look, this is it. The responsibility is on the company to ensure that bus drivers are safe. Now, if they're saying that they're seriously concerned about the bus drivers because some buses were going to be free, then surely those concerns would be heightened by the fact that not only are the buses not free now, but over half the bus services aren't even running. And secondly, you know, there was no intention at all at any time for them to say, okay, well, we'll make the rest of the buses free, or we won't send out those employees into that environment. There's been none of that, but what they have done is spend a lot of money on setting up dozens of security guards at various posts to basically protect the management from nothing, because we're peaceful protesters. The last thing we're going to do is go out and play their game and start trying to tackle people and punch them and stuff. So they've got the money to put all these security guards around their buildings, but they haven't put a single security guard on any of the buses to protect these so-called drivers that they're afraid are going to get assaulted.
Going back to the managers, was I correct in hearing that they've actually come out and really had a go at the peaceful protesters?
The young Māori woman was assaulted by a male manager on the protest, tried to rugby tackle her. We actually thought after that came out on the news that they'd pull their heads in a bit, but this morning the same things happened. The same manager's gone out, tried to punch and tackle various protesters. It's quite chaotic behaviour.
There have been 19 unsuccessful negotiation sessions, and GoBus is saying flat out they're not in a position to meet living wage demands. Where to from here?
Well, they're going to have to meet it, essentially. I mean, they say that, but the whole time you'll hear that they'll never disclose how much profit they make off this contract. They not once have said that. Now, they keep saying to us, the union know that we don't have enough money. Well, this is just absolutely untrue. We've put in so many information requests to try and get them to show the books, and they refuse to do it. In fact, we even put a proposal to them that would achieve what we're trying to achieve and wouldn't cost any more than the proposal that they were putting forward. And they flat out said no. Because the reality for them is it's not about the money. It's just about them dominating these workers and trying to oppress people and having some power over them. So, look, I don't believe that they can't afford it. GoBus is an extremely profitable company. When companies can't afford things, the first thing they do is open their books and come out and say, well, actually, look, we can't afford it. And if you listen to other interviews with Nigel Piper, with John Campbell on Checkpoint or Guy in Espinar, every time when he's been asked, is GoBus making profit off this, they say, well, yeah, but we can't disclose how much. So, look, we just don't buy it.
What's the community support for the drivers been like?
It's been really good. We set up a donations page when this lockout started. We're getting donations come in every single minute. We're getting huge amount of support from the public here on the picket line. We've had various activists and that come down and join the drivers. The public's definitely behind us. There's no doubt about that. And so they should be. I mean, these people are only asking for enough to live off. There should be no shame in that. And the idea that they should be conceding the ability to be able to earn enough to live off their job just to keep a company happy or make sure that they're making sufficient profits that they feel that they're meeting all their KPIs and stuff is a narrative that we have to let go of in New Zealand. I mean, we need to start thinking about people first. And if companies can't afford to make a profit while paying people enough to live off, then they shouldn't be operating. Let someone else do the job who can.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
That was Jared Abbott from First Union speaking about ongoing peaceful protests at GoBus in Hamilton. GoBus Chief Operating Officer Nigel Piper released the following statement on Sunday, quote, GoBus must protect its employees, providing a safe workspace is paramount. The majority of drivers are non-union members, but the decision from First Union members to not collect fares puts all other drivers at risk of verbal abuse and physical assault if passengers think they're going to get a free ride and don't.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.